Some say we're dreaming that we want to get to net zero by 2050. And to that, my friends, I personally want to give a toast. This is for vision. All the airlines, manufacturers, and suppliers are coming together because they know that everyone is stronger than one. Thank you. This is for the largest engineering companies in the world, Boeing, Airbus, Neste, who are rethinking legacy products and betting on a green future. Thank you. This is for the new kids on the block, Joby, Lilium, Heart, Boom, and every other technology startup that was not part of the last air show, that is dreaming and grinding to build a green future. Thank you. To the generations behind me, aviation has pursued efficiency since the Wright brothers' first flight, and we are racing to build a sustainable future. At Farnborough Air Show 2022, I am full of hope. Despite the fact that airshow displays did not use SAF, despite the fact that golf buggies were not electric, in spite of the fact that we can't go green overnight, I'm still full of hope. Hope because Airbus managed to get over 10 airlines globally to explore truly green SAF via direct air capture. Hope because Neste will grow its SAF output by 15 times in just a year. Hope because Boeing is leading an accelerator at Cambridge University to catalyze green tech. Hope because EasyJet is offsetting 100% of its operations today. Hope because Qatar Airways continues to fly one of the youngest fleets in the world. Hope because United Airlines has committed to double the SAF of the rest of the airlines in the world combined. Hope because the World Economic Forum is backing a large cross-industry green alliance. It's called Mission Possible. Take that, Tom Cruise. With this momentum behind us, this is our moment. Let's build this thing together, a net zero future for aviation. In this special episode recorded live at Farnborough Air Show 2022, I speak with top aviation executives on what gives them the most hope about a net zero future for aviation. I also ask them what is the one initiative that they're most excited about getting us to a sustainable future. I speak with Sean Bradshaw from Pratt & Whitney, Arturo Barrera from Airbus Latin America, Jane Ashton from EasyJet, Jonathan Wood from Neste, Leah Barbera from World Economic Forum, Lauren Riley from United Airlines, Nicholas Cretin from Airbus, Patrick Baudis from MHI RJ, and finally Sheila Reams from Boeing on what is it that we can do and they are doing to get us to a net zero future. Enjoy this episode.
GTF would save an additional 1% in the energy that's required to push the aircraft forward to deliver a given amount of thrust. Well, we already know that renewable fuels like sustainable aviation fuels can add another 1 or 2% depending on the characteristics. That's another half hour, perhaps up to an hour of flow over Niagara Falls. Perhaps the time to watch the next two movies in the sequel of The Godfather, right? So we know this today. We know SAF works. SAF works. And at Pratt & Whitney, you know, we've spent the last 16 years testing sustainable aviation fuels on our military and commercial product lines. And in 2022, we ran extensive testing on the GTF motor, on the ground and in the sky, to ensure compatibility and to ensure that we're ready for future versions of sustainable aviation fuels. These fuels work because they close the carbon life cycle. Today's fuels are an efficient way of taking carbon based on the old carcasses of dinosaurs, and we deliver it right to the sky. And we do so in the automotive industry as well. The promise of sustainable aviation fuels is that they close that carbon life cycle, ensuring that we minimize and eventually zero out our environmental performance. Now, let's be clear, there's work to do. That's not a perfectly closed loop today. And I think the people in this room understand that. But there will be progress, one. Two, that's a pretty tight loop today. And these fuels are made from a diversity of renewable energy sources that can be tailored to where you are in the world, ultimately enabling the delivery of these game-changing, super energetic fuels at scale. So sustainable aviation fuel compatibility is the second part of our strategy for sustainable propulsion at Pratt & Whitney.
What is interesting is that what we have seen is as soon as you lift restrictions and all that, the people come back and fly. And we have seen it this air show. You know, it was the first big air show after the pandemic, and we saw a lot of people come in. Yesterday we were in a reception. You know, it was massively attended. So you see that the people want back, connect, discuss, and, you know, doing business, especially in my region, is a lot about face-to-face connections and discussions.
Absolutely. And Airbus, of course, has a lot of initiatives that are being run in parallel getting to this net zero goal. Which is the one initiative you are most excited about that has the biggest potential?
So, you know, the most exciting is having a brand new aircraft that has zero emission. I mean, that is, you know, the kind of movie standard because it's going outside of the current, let's say, box. So, but it will not be, again, something that we'll solve. I think before we get there, you know, the objective is to have an aircraft with zero emission by the middle of next decade. Yeah. It's a long time. Before that, we need to have a lot of things going up, like SAF. You know, is we want to certify 100% SAF in our aircraft by the end of the decade, but we need to cooperate with all the stakeholders. This is not a competition between A and B. This is something that we need to work together with our airlines, with our partners, to develop SAF and all that, because that is what I would say one of the largest chunk of going to the net zero.
Absolutely. This is becoming a bit like safety, where the industry works together to raise the bar for safety, and same with sustainability. Let's work together. It's not a competitive advantage that we're trying to get here.
Absolutely. You know, it's, I think this is something, safety and sustainability and the world is something that we need to fight all together.
Well, we're working very hard on a net zero pathway at the moment, starting to shape that and implement that. And I think what's really gratifying is that two, 3 years ago when we started to look at this, there was so much that was still unclear. And as we move forwards, much of that clarity is becoming clearer how we can move towards net zero. The pathways, the different levers, the extent of the different levers, the timing of the different levers, that's all becoming much clearer. So there is a pathway forward. It's not as fast as we'd like, but there is a pathway forward.
And on that path, one of the things that EasyJet currently does is offset 100% of your flights. So you are carbon neutral, net neutral today, isn't it?
Well, yes, we are the only European airline to offset 100% of the carbon we emit. Both our Scope 1 and our Scope 2 carbon emissions. However, our pathway to net zero, we've aligned with the science-based target initiatives. And that actually doesn't allow us to account for offsetting within that pathway. So our pathway doesn't include avoidance offsetting, but it does take account of direct air carbon capture and storage in respect of the residual carbon emissions, you see.
Right, lots of exciting technologies at the far end of the forefront towards the end of the decades towards 2050. And today at Farnborough, of course, you made a major announcement where you're collaborating with Airbus and a number of airlines. This is rare, competing airlines collaborating towards a greener future. Why is this so important?
I think it's direct carbon capture and storage is a game-changing technology. It's something that a number of governments and specialist organisations have repeatedly said needs to be in place for us to deliver a 1.5 degree world. It's a core tenet of the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change in terms of what they see as necessary. So for a hard-to-abate sector such as aviation, it makes sense for us to collaboratively make that very strong signal to the market that we also believe in this technology and we want it to scale.
Well, I think what you're seeing is huge momentum now. Sustainability, despite COVID, despite the financial difficulties of the airline industry, has remained top of the agenda.
Yeah.
So I think now you're seeing also huge alignment between energy suppliers, marketers, airlines, OEMs, the aircraft manufacturers and engine manufacturers, that sustainability is something we absolutely need to retain the license to operate for the industry. People want, society wants to travel. Yeah. It is a force for good, as well as an economic driver, but we've got to do it in a more sustainable way. Reducing the emissions is now the number one challenge, and everybody, all the reports you look at say, yes, we can do it, but it's going to be hugely challenging with huge investments required. Government policy and regional policy in the context of the EU is going to be super important as well. But you see everybody now starting to move on this and make commitments and investments. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more still to be done. We've, as a society and as an industry, shown that we can innovate, and this is now going to be the next challenge after the introduction of jet turbines.
Now, Neste, of course, is the largest supplier of SAF in the world currently. What are you most excited about some of the products that you're offering and what you're bringing to the market?
Well, I think Neste, which is a company which is typically not very well known, Finnish by origin, made some decisions 10 years or more ago about moving into the sourcing and production of renewable fuels, liquid fuels. It's taken some bold decisions, driven by its purpose to actually find circular solutions and reduce emissions, both in our own production processes as well as for our customers. And we're now not only doing this in the renewable road transportation sector, but also for renewable aviation and indeed for renewable chemicals. And so I think now people are beginning to wake up and say, well, Neste has taken some decisions over the last 5 years or more and is now reaping rewards. Mm-hmm. Aren't they lucky? Well, maybe we need a bit of that action as well. And Neste itself is investing today so that we will be delivering 15 or producing production capacity that will enable us to deliver more than 15 times what we're producing today by the end of next year.
Wow.
So. Yes, this is not about incremental change. We really need 10x change, not just from Neste, but from other producers and suppliers. But I think that the example we're setting will be act as an incentive for others to make the decisions they need to make.
This is quite significant, a 15 times, a 15-fold SAF capacity growth in just 1 year. I think every single drop of SAF was bought last year and will continue to get bought this year, isn't it?
Well, certainly, as VP for the European region, I'm now getting calls every day, can we have some SAF?
Yeah.
You talk about the price, and then you need to find out ways of bridging that price gap to fossil jet fuel. But that's where the sustainability targets of the airline industry and also the end customers are playing through. But yes, we're now investing in Singapore, in Rotterdam, and indeed have announced further investments in the US. So we're really playing in all the major markets of the world for the aviation industry with a view to increasing our production from 100,000 tonnes per annum today to 1.5 million tonnes by the end of next year, production capacity for SAF. Now, to put that in context, 1.5 million tonnes would be roughly 3% of the entire European aviation fuel demand. So when you compare it with the discussions that are being held at the moment around what level of mandate could be or supply obligation could be put in place in Europe, you realise, well, actually, it is achievable. We can move to 2, 3, 4, 5% by 2025 and beyond in Europe and indeed in other regions of the world. So, yes, yeah, super excited that Neste is now investing to really make significantly more SAF available over the next year to the industry.
Well, hope it's a big statement, but I believe that aviation is at its best as an industry when it collaborates, when it brings all the stakeholders from along the value chain together, and when it embraces new technologies. So I hope that in the spirit of collaboration and sustainability, we manage to get together to bring aviation to a net zero pathway by mid-century.
And now that's part of your work at the World Economic Forum, isn't it? You're building a clean for tomorrow, which is a collaborative initiative. How are you accelerating this future?
Exactly. So at the Clean Skies for Tomorrow Coalition, we bring together stakeholders, more than 200 at the moment, from along the aviation value chain. So that ranges from fuel producers to airports, airlines, technology partners, etc., all together in order to tackle this issue together. And we do that working across policy, technology, demand signals, and financing. Okay. So really covering all the spectrum of possibilities.
Well, you know, it's such an exciting time for sustainability in aviation. Here we are at Farnborough Airshow talking about sustainability with all the players across the value chain of aviation, which is exactly where the conversation needs to be. Fundamentally, sustainability is about innovation right now. It's about emerging technologies. It's about those solutions that are just kicking off and that really draw down the emissions from flying. We're super enthusiastic about that. We are laser focused on making sure that there's outcomes associated with it. And I can't wait to see what we're talking about this time next year.
Oh, yes. I think things are moving really fast. You talk about laser focus. I know United is very clear about what you're doing and what you're not doing. You're not doing offsetting. You are doing SAF. You're doing electric aviation. Why no offsetting?
Well, for us, it was pretty much a principled decision. We have a lot of work to do within the industry. We have to focus on those technologies that we think will drive permanent change. And it felt a little disingenuous to us to check the box to say that we're successful in green when, in fact, we haven't changed anything about our business. Mm-hmm. So we really do want to drive the emissions permanently out of aviation.
In the progress you're talking about, United has been at the forefront. You've got Boom, you've got Heart, you've got SAF, twice the global average. What is the one initiative that you're leading that you're most excited about?
Well, I'm going to answer that in two ways because it's two sides of the coin. First, we stood up United Airlines Ventures, which enabled us to invest in all of these great solutions and technologies, which is really exciting. And so that is a way for us to signal to the market that we believe these early startups, these technologies, really could materially draw down emissions from flying. But second, what's most exciting as well, is that this conversation is now happening in the boardroom. It's happening in the context of business strategy. It's not in isolation of the other decisions that are occurring across the business. And that's a fundamental shift in the way that we look at value-based approaches to business. And so that's really exciting.
Well, I'm hopeful because, first of all, we've never actually talked as much about sustainability. You would have come to this air show, the last one was 4 years ago. This was nowhere.
Yeah.
It's at the forefront. So that's a hope for me. The second element is that we started building important commitments and real commitments. Mm. Again, less than a year ago, the industry decided to converge towards net zero by 2050.
Yep.
That's a strong commitment. Now, obviously, the challenge is how do we get there?
Yeah.
But the commitment, and actually under a real climate strategy, the commitment is the first step, if you want, that you need to make progress.
That's fantastic. What is the one Airbus initiative around sustainability that you're most excited about?
I think there are plenty of initiatives, but I think the level of commitment we've taken is certainly one that I'm very proud because this goes beyond any single initiative. So we are partnering, we're joining alliances, we are investing actually in several projects. DAC is an illustration of it. So we've actually invested and signed up and take up commitments for 400 kilotons of I would say negative carbon emissions over a 4-year period. Beyond all of this, I think the fact that we have stepped up and have been willing to embrace a commitment that is not just looking at, I would say, how we scale up SAF in certain regions or certain parts of the world, but much more broadly, the fact that we know that from today's standpoint, our goal, if you want, is that we need to go to a point where probably we need to have developed a SAF ecosystem, globally speaking, at about 10% of total usage by 2030, and probably above 20% by 2035. That's our roadmap.
Right.
So all action plans are contributing to it, but I think that, for me, is the fundamental. That's what is guiding us. That's our true north, if you want.
You know, I think in the end, the industry got together and started to act together on that subject. It's been there for a while, but now people are really meaning, you know, to get into net zero. Mm. First, there was this IATA declaration. Mm. Everybody embraced that. Airports, airlines, everyone, every stakeholder now realizes that this is a way forward, and it's a must. So it's the hope is there. And not only that, but the technology is following. It's not just a wish. There is technology coming, mm-hmm. which will help. It's not for now just yet, but this is the dilemma somehow. But there is a big thing coming for aviation, and I'm excited because we've not lived that era, I'd say, since the 50s, where you know, we moved into the jet era. I think this is it. We are now moving to a new era for aviation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be green. It's going to be fantastic. There's so much to do, which gives me hope. On our side, we're working with so many actors, you know, from manufacturers to airlines to airports on the subjects of sustainability. And that's what excites us, is that, you know, there is this big move. Everybody is wishing to get, you know, as much as possible into that that sustainability movement. Yeah. So yeah. That's great.
So I think what you're saying is the entire industry's focus is on becoming green around sustainability, and that's what's going to create a momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic momentum. It's a wave. It's a new era, I think, for aviation. Yeah. So it's that's exciting.
I love the analogy around the jet age in the 50s and the 60s.
I think I think it's going to change as well how we fly somehow, and not just the passenger. I'm talking like shape of planes and the way the fuel they're using in the future, you know, all this will participate. So there will be such a massive change in the structure of the aviation business, mm-hmm. which I compare it to what happens between the turboprop era and the jet era somehow. Right.
What are you doing to help accelerate this future towards net zero?
Well, first, we communicated, you know, our vision on how to get to net zero in a realistic way. Again, it's going to take time for hydrogen. We know that, but we need to start. So we need to start somewhere, and the industry will start, you know, with small airplanes, because that's where we see those new technology being implemented first. Small airplanes and larger airplanes, and then potentially mm-hmm. wide bodies, probably by 2050. If we get wide bodies before and those new technologies, we're lucky, but shortly after, surely. So we published that document. But beyond that, this is our shop window, if you want. We are customizing this approach to many actors, because a lot of people are lost in this industry on where to start, how to do it, and that's where we come in. So that's how we can help. It's you know, helping airlines, airports, mm-hmm. lessors, yeah. everyone.
Fantastic.
To define their own way into you know, sustainability in the future.
You know, what gives me the most hope is actually that this industry is focused on it. It's the number one topic that we have here at Farnborough. It has been the number one topic almost at every different conference that I've attended. And so the fact that we are interested in making the change is really what gives me hope.
What is the one initiative that Boeing is leading that you're most excited about?
We're most excited about SAF. So SAF and everything else. But but sustainable aviation fuels is so vital, and we need to start now. And I think that gives us the license to continue to innovate, or the time to continue to innovate, if we can get that scaled. And we know that it's available now. We know that we can make it. So it's just the business physics of actually making it work, so that then we can continue down the path of finding other innovative solutions.
Right. Are you excited about SAF because of the immediacy of it, that it's available right now versus the long term?
It's SAF is something that's, one, available right now, as you pointed out, but two, it's also something that is needed for the long term, for long haul flights. So until we find those other solutions, until the grid becomes green, I think we have to make sure that we have a solution in place for the industry.
Right. What about the investments Boeing has made in WISC, for example, and others?
I think WISC is a great example of the fact that we're investing in a number of different technologies, and we're really trying to understand it, not just how it, you know, the operation of the electric, but the operation for the airlines with the electric, and what it can do for other aspects of technology development like autonomous.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Sustainability in the Air, the world's first podcast dedicated to sustainable aviation. We hope you liked it and will share it with your network. Please also leave us a review. Awareness is the key to a green future. Your support will help our insights on sustainable aviation reach a wider audience. You can also write to us at podcast@simplifying.com. And for more content on sustainable aviation, please visit our website, simplifying.com, and join the movement.